Welcome to Listen To. This is Ted. The news was published on Friday, October 11th. Today we're joined by Eric and Kate to discuss some health habits that doctors advise against. Let's dive right in, shall we? Today we're discussing some health habits that doctors advise against. Let's start with vaping. Eric, what's your take on this?
Well, Ted, I gotta say, vaping's gotten a bad rap lately, but let's be real here. It's a way safer alternative to smoking regular cigarettes. Millions of folks are using it to kick their smoking habit to the curb. I think the risks are being blown way out of proportion, if you ask me.
Oh, come on, that's absolutely ridiculous. Vaping is incredibly dangerous, and you know it. It causes this nasty thing called popcorn lung.
Hold your horses there, Kate. Popcorn lung, that's a super rare condition. You're cherry-picking extreme cases. The fact is, the benefits of vaping for smokers...
No way, Eric. You're completely ignoring the facts. Recent data shows 1.63 million U.S. students used e-cigarettes in the past month. It's a full-blown epidemic. We can't
All right, let's take a breath here. You both make interesting points. Now let's shift gears and talk about sleep deprivation. Kate, what are your thoughts on pulling all-nighters?
Look, Ted, sometimes you just gotta do what you gotta do. People need to work hard to succeed in this world. A little sleep loss here and there won't kill you. It's part of the hustle, you know?
Are you kidding me? That's dangerously irresponsible advice, Kate. Being awake for 24 hours straight is like having a blood alcohol level of 0.10%. You wouldn't tell people
it's
okay.
Oh, come on, Eric. That's such an exaggeration. Plenty of successful people skimp on sleep. You're making it sound like missing a few hours of shut-eye is
It's not an exaggeration, Kate. It's science. Lack of sleep increases risks of diabetes, heart disease, and mental health issues. This isn't some made-up boogeyman.
Those are long-term effects, Eric. Short-term, it's not a big deal. You're blowing this way out of proportion. People pull all-nighters all the time.
Even short-term, it affects cognitive function and decision-making. It's literally like being drunk at work. Would you tell people it's okay to show up to the office?
Well, this is certainly a heated debate. Let's look at some historical context here. Eric, can you draw a parallel between current health advice and past medical recommendations?
Sure thing, Ted. You know, this whole situation reminds me of the 1950s, when doctors were actually endorsing cigarettes. Can you believe that? We now know how incredibly harmful that was. It just goes to show how medical advice can sometimes be dead wrong.
That's completely different, Eric. Those were paid endorsements by tobacco companies. Today's health advice is based on actual science, not corporate propaganda.
Is it though, Kate? Remember when they said fat was the enemy and pushed those low-fat diets on everyone? That brilliant piece of advice led to the obesity epidemic we're dealing with now.
But we've learned from those mistakes, Eric. Today's recommendations are more evidence-based. We've come a long way in understanding nutrition and health. You can't just dismiss all
modern
health.
Yet we're still seeing conflicting advice all the time. Just look at how they keep flip-flopping on whether coffee or alcohol is good or bad for you. One day it's heart healthy, the next it's giving you
interesting
cancer.
Comparison, Eric. Kate, what historical health trend do you think is relevant to our discussion today?
Well, Ted, I'd say the rise of processed foods in the mid-20th century is pretty relevant here. Back then, it was seen as this amazing sign of progress. TV dinners, canned everything. People thought it was the future of food. But look where it's gotten us. A whole host of health issues.
That's a fair point, Kate. But we can't ignore the fact that people had much more active lifestyles back then, which offset some of the negative effects of those processed foods. It's not
active lifestyles don't negate the harm of chemicals and preservatives in food, Eric. You can't just run off the damage you're doing to your body with all those artificial ingredients.
True, but we can't ignore that processed foods made nutrition more accessible to many people. It wasn't all bad. For a lot of folks, it meant they could actually afford to feed their families. You've got to look at
what cost,
bigger...
Though? It's led to widespread obesity and chronic diseases. Sure, people could afford food, but at what price to their health? We're paying for it now with skyrocketing healthcare costs and a population that...
You both raise compelling points. Now, let's look to the future. Eric, how do you see health recommendations evolving in the next decade?
I believe we'll see a massive shift towards personalized medicine, Ted. All this generic, one-size-fits-all advice will be replaced by tailored recommendations based on individual genetics, lifestyle, and environment. It's going to revolutionize how we approach health and wellness.
That's just a way for companies to profit off people's health concerns, Eric. We need universal guidelines that work for everyone, not some fancy, expensive, personalized plans that only the rich can afford.
Universal guidelines ignore individual differences, Kate. What works for one person might be useless or even harmful for another. Personalized approaches will lead to better outcomes across the board. It's not about
They'll lead profit, to confusion and inequality in healthcare, Eric. Not everyone can afford personalized plans. What about low-income families? Are they just supposed to be left behind?
Interesting perspectives from both of you. Kate, what's your prediction for future health trends?
I think we'll see a return to natural, whole foods and traditional remedies, Ted. People are getting sick and tired of all this artificial everything. They want real food, not some lab-created nonsense pumped full of preservatives. We'll go back to basics, and our health will thank us for it.
That's naive, Kate. Modern medicine and food science have drastically improved our lifespans and quality of life. You can't just dismiss all that progress. Without it, we'd still be dying from basic infections.
But at what cost, Eric? We're seeing rising rates of chronic diseases despite all this progress you're so fond of. How do you explain that? Maybe all this modern stuff...
Those rises are largely due to better detection and longer lifespans, not necessarily worse health. We're living long enough to develop these diseases now, plus we can actually diagnose things we couldn't before.
You can't ignore the impact of environmental toxins and processed foods on our health, Eric. It's not just about living longer, it's about quality of life. What good is a long life if you're sick and miserable?
And you can't ignore the millions lifted out of malnutrition thanks to food technology and modern agriculture, Kate. It's easy to romanticize the past when you're not the one starving. These advancements have saved countless
lives. Well, folks, it's clear that health and wellness is a complex and often contentious topic. We've heard some fascinating perspectives today on everything from vaping to sleep habits to the future of healthcare. While Eric and Kate may not see eye to eye on these issues, I think we can all agree that taking care of our health is of paramount importance. Thanks to our guests for this lively discussion, and thank you for tuning in to listen to. Until next time, stay healthy and stay informed.